Oh, hello, everybody. Welcome to the After Show podcast. I'm Jason. That is producer Tom. Thank you so much for tuning in and telling all your friends. It's kind of interesting. A lot of big news happened today from Amazon pulling out of New York, or more specifically Queens, to the emergency declaration at the border, or what will be a pending emergency declaration at the border. But the big news, I think, for me politically, is that Joe Biden is getting into the presidential campaign. He's apparently 95% ready, and he's making these phone calls behind the scenes to folks trying to gain their support. And what's interesting, and I said this on air, was, you know, he's going to have a lot of problems with the progressive base who probably 4 years ago or 2 years ago loved him and wanted him to get into it if Bernie Sanders wasn't going to be that person. But they've gone so far to the left that you can have a 76-year-old white dude running for the presidency from the Democrats.
Yeah, it's going to be tough for him to get the nomination from the party. But if he goes one-on-one with Trump, then the progressives are going to be all in on him.
I don't think that that's true. I don't think the progressives were all in on Hillary Clinton. And I think part of that is because you had at the ground level, you had the DNC establishment cheating on behalf of Hillary Clinton to try to make it harder for Bernie Sanders to get the nomination because they believed rightfully that he would not be able to beat Donald Trump. And I think they also were thinking, hey, you know, we owe the Clintons a lot. We're scared of them. She's going to win. We might as well make it just a little bit easier for her. So I suppose the same issue is going to happen on the ground, which is if the DNC yet again tries to cheat the system that they're in charge of to make it easier for Joe Biden at the expense of a Kamala Harris or a Jay Inslee, right. I think there's going to be a little bit of a revolt. And what we're still trying to figure out whether or not Joe Biden is going to be facing Bernie Sanders, because Bernie Sanders hasn't really yet announced if he's going to run. But again, old white dude, really old white dude. I just don't think that the party, the Democrats, have made it so that they cannot move with a older person or a white person. And maybe that's okay with them. But right now, of all the people whose names are being put out there as a potential nominee, Joe Biden's the only one I can see potentially beating Donald Trump.
Yeah.
It's the only one.
Frankly, a lot of people here in Seattle support Bernie.
You went out on the street. You talked to some of these people. I swear to God, one of the women was going to punch you. I heard it in her voice. The one at the end who was saying something, and go listen back to hour number one of the show on the podcast. There was this one woman who clearly was upset with the powers that be. What did she call it?
She said the superiors. Trump.
Which I don't even know what that means. I don't know what that means. I'm assuming she means the establishment, which, okay. I mean, we have a system in place. Voters voted for him, and then we have that whole electoral college thing. She sounded like she was going to punch you, and I will say, you cowered.
I did.
You totally did, and I heard it.
You didn't see it, though. She looked like she was going to pull fire from the ground and
roast me.
Why
not lean into that? Wouldn't that have been really good audio?
Yeah.
You got to lean in. Was she bigger than you?
No, she was asleep, though. She sat on the bus. I'm like, hey, there are two people there. I said, hey, look, we're doing a quick survey. Do you guys have time? And she's like, sure.
Do you say KTTH?
Yeah. I also point at the building. That building right there. And good. For some reason, that gets me.
Well, don't say KTTH, conservative talk radio. You know that.
Oh,
just,
never.
Just say, hey, I'm here with KTTH, and we'd like to ask you a question or two. I love that. That's funny. But she clearly was upset. You woke her up. She was clearly, like, low energy, but angry. And she sounded like a professional activist would sound like. You should have leaned in. You shouldn't have been a big baby.
Well, I don't know if I was a baby.
I
asked her, hey, so you said the people didn't elect Trump.
You pushed
back. You believe
back.
In the Electoral College? Yeah. So the people did elect Trump. Yeah.
You could have gone a little bit more. You could have just, you should have just went just a little bit more.
Conversation.
They're needed. I know, but you got to embrace the awkwardness because that's what makes these bits worthwhile. Because I was thinking to myself, you and I had a conversation yesterday, and the intent of the man on the street is not to do goofy stuff, but the goofy stuff has an angle. It makes it a little bit more interesting versus we tested this out today, and had it not been for that conflict at the end there, I probably would not do a serious question like this again. It just needs to be, it needs to have a little bit of flavor.
Yeah.
And the easy thing to do with flavor is some comedy, and you're good at the comedy. You're a stand-up comedian. You told me the other day you wanted me to do stand-up work that you would write. So, yes. You know, why don't you do some of that out on the streets?
Okay.
You're not going to come off as goofy. It's a bit.
I want to give people behind-the-scenes look. First of all, it really does sting when you get rejected. It really does. I know it's not...
Everyone always gets rejected on these things.
So here's the deal.
You're just freak who walked up to the middle trying to get to work.
So when I do get someone who says, yeah, let's do it, I'm so happy they're my friend. So it's hard to be like,
you're an
idiot.
They don't like you. They're not your friend.
But it's such a relief when someone says, hey, yeah, sure.
Think of it this way. All of them hold deeply personal political views that you find odious. Just consider it that.
Yeah.
Although you did get to talk to one Trump supporter.
I did. His dogs were, he had two dogs and one tried to bite me.
But MAGA dogs.
Yeah, they bit me because they probably thought I was progressive or something.
He did not teach those dogs well then because you're a hardcore conservative. So there's an update on a story we've been following out of the city of Edmonds. It's going to be my blog for tomorrow. So we're going to preview it when we come back right here on the After Show podcast. Welcome back to the After Show podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yesterday on the show, we talked about a post on Facebook from the Diversity Commission over at the city of Edmonds. And without naming the baker, they targeted the Build the Wall cookie baker because they didn't like his political positions. And now they're lying about what they did, which is it's so bad and it needs to be called out. And there's no doubt about it. Us talking about the story mixed in with some social media activists who talked about it, we got them to change this. I'm just going to read the first portion of their post from the other day. But this is the original post.
Oh.
They say, a couple weeks ago, our community was negatively impacted by a business owner's choice to spread a divisive and, for some, hurtful message. While we're aware that speech is protected by our First Amendment, words have consequences. Words can be hurtful and divisive, but also can unite, embrace, and welcome people into a community. Okay. They're clearly talking about the baker, which happened 2 weeks ago. Okay, there's no doubt whatsoever that there's, unless we've all missed another Edmund story, they're clearly talking about him. So then they posted this today, which is the most absurd response I've ever heard. Regarding Tuesday's message from the Diversity Commission, it was definitely not the intent to focus on any particular business or individuals, but rather to counter the negative comments that had arisen over the past couple weeks and instead spread a message of inclusion and acceptance. It is a blatant lie to say it wasn't the intent to focus on a particular... You clearly were talking about the baker.
Read that first line of the original post.
Again, this is the line. A couple weeks ago, our community was negatively impacted by a business owner's choice.
But they didn't mean to single out any
Not at all. This is so wrong. Now, this is concerning for a number of reasons. Number one, of course, it's a government agency basically targeting an individual business because of their political beliefs. But then you push that aside. What this is really about is you're going to stifle free speech of business owners because they're just a hop, skip, and a jump away from the office that is engaged in permitting for these individual businesses, taxing and collecting taxes on these individual businesses. If you're a business owner who has a position that isn't a hardcore, far to the left, extremist fringe position, as the Diversity Council or Commission will hold, you might not be willing to speak out or speak up for fear of retribution or retaliation from a government agency that's going to clearly target you. And then even though they take it back a few days later, the damage is already done. This has a chilling effect on speech, or it can have a chilling effect on speech. It is different if some dude is walking by, goes into your store, sees the cookie that's triggered, that triggers him with a message he doesn't like, and then going online. That's different. You're a government agency. You're not supposed to be in the business of silencing people whose political opinions you disagree with. This is absolutely outrageous. And then just that you think we're stupid, that you think we're idiots to fall for, oh, well, we did. Our intent was never to talk directly about an individual business when you literally said it.
You know what made me happy about that original Facebook post, though?
Idiots, these are. The ratios?
The ratio. They got ratioed.
Oh, my God.
For those who don't know, getting ratioed is when there's more negative comments to your post than positive. That's called ratio.
I participated today in a ratio, and I got the most likes and retweets of the ratio. The ratio got more likes than not more retweets, but definitely more likes. So Newsweek put out a tweet, and it had to do with a story we didn't talk about yesterday. I forget his first name, Abrams, the Venezuelan official for the convoy to Venezuela for the administration. Ilhan Omar attacked him yesterday and asked him whether or not he thought a particular genocidal act was something that we should celebrate. And he originally said, I'm not going to answer that ridiculous question because that's an attack. And then he says, no, obviously I don't. And she said, I'll take that as a yes. So he very clearly answered the question. Newsweek, which is going out of business and doesn't do a traditional magazine anymore. They've laid off a whole bunch of staff. They have a whole bunch of financial problems. They tweeted out a story. Trump official refuses to answer when Ilhan Omar asks if he'd support genocide in Venezuela. That's just not true. And so that tweet got 186 likes. It got 2,525 responses, which means it was ratioed. Now, my response, which was simple, this trash post is why you guys are going out of business. It got 539 likes so far. So it got 539 to their 186. I have about 8,500 followers. They have 3.3 million.
Newsweek, you've officially been ratioed.
They have 3.3 million followers. I've got 8,500 and change.
Ratio.
And I got more likes than them.
Ratio.
God, they're just the worst. Newsweek has become just a trash website and a trash blog. They don't even attempt to do both sides at all. It's just trash. And now they're paying for it.
I actually cited them in my most recent blog post to support my
I haven't read
conclusion.
Your blog post yet. We'll do that tomorrow on the After Show podcast.
What?
Remind me to talk about it, though, because I'm going to forget. I did see that you wrote it. It's about the I know it's about the Ted Bundy.
The Ted Bundy tapes.
Which basically you said it's really creepy.
It's disgusting is what I said.
Oh, I thought you said it was creepy.
It's not online yet, but when it does go online, check it out, mynorthwest.com.
No.
KTTH.com.
Yeah, why can't you do that?
Sorry.
By the way, I put KTTH up for a Murrow. I submitted for two Murrows for website based almost entirely on my content because I write the most. Todd never really wrote that much, but I threw in a couple of his stories, but it's mostly me. And then for investigative reporting specifically on my cop stories and the mass exodus story that the mayor pretended was false, but then the data actually backed me up 100%. And then, of course, the actual brass backed me up 100%, both on and off the record. So that's good.
Ratio.
Okay. Bye, everybody.